I want my 5280 gig now!
Jackass. From 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, Smurf here, my table of cracking up companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron.
I missed all of you.
Aww.
So sorry.
We missed you too.
If I said that, it'd be too intimate, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
The Sir Toucher of Butts.
Yeah, I missed you too, Tao.
Tao.
It's good to see you.
Yep.
Special guests, of course. Red.
I'm here.
The emotic Red, who's doodling over there.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You know what? You were late. I got busy.
I'm sorry.
You're doodling a butterfly. That's not busy. Or is it a flower?
Nope, sorry, I'm busy.
An orchid. I'm going to get stabbed, aren't I?
With a
ballpoint pen.
A butterfly? I don't know. It's kind of far away.
Just a wee bit far away.
It's just fluttering by.
Fumble. That's what butterflies sound like, right?
We are sponsored by the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema, Littleton location. Every first Monday of the month, we are there for their tabletop gaming night.
Nice.
Yes.
How was it last week?
It was busy. They had a lot of people.
Did they show up for game night, or were they there to see a movie?
Yes, it was busy.
Yes.
So both game night and moviegoers.
Well, that's good.
The game night was busier than it has been.
That's positive, I guess.
It is, and we're happy to see it. And I was trying to finagle a Stay Puft Tiki mug because they want $40 for it, and I'm like, no.
They're expensive.
Extremely, but they're like, we have as many of those as we have the alien tiki mugs.
Do you know why? Because when I was working there, I kept convincing them to order them, but they come in very large orders.
Ooh.
So they don't come in like, oh yeah, you can order like 15 to 20 of them. No, it comes in like 100.
Wow.
So that's why they have to sell them at so expensive, because they have a lot.
Well, if they ordered a lot, I would think that they would lower
cheaper?
The price.
Yeah, you would think so.
Volume discount.
It doesn't make any sense to me mathematically, but
all right.
I don't work there anymore.
If you guys haven't been paying attention to our brackets that are released the beginning of Monday, we are in the midst of When Geeks Gather, which is quite disturbing.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that? Did I pick things that were not true?
No, they're all very true. That's why we looked at you.
Yes.
Looked at you for the confidence.
This wagon guy, man. Wagon guy can die.
Wagon guy can die.
Well, because he's always got weird figurines in his wagon, too.
Because you brought a wagon to an overly crowded arena.
Because you brought a wagon to the Denver Convention Center. Why are you like this?
San Diego Comic-Con has outlawed wagons.
Good.
And strollers.
Strollers. Yeah, that's a good one. They should all con should ban that.
Yes. So it's totally worth it.
Yeah. We're going to ban fake guns. I ban strollers and wagons.
How many times have I gotten my foot ran over? Too many times, man. Too many times.
Well, how many times are you like just trying to weed through a crowd and you trip over the wagon?
Yeah.
Because you're not looking down at your ankles. You're actually trying to look at the whole
picture. Oh, the sea of people.
You're trying to not run into sudden stop photo op.
The sudden stop photo op.
That's worse than...
Apparently, according to the votes, yes, it is. But I think wagon guy is
sudden stop photo op, I think, is worse because it's out of nowhere. Like, wagon, you can sometimes anticipate it because you can see the crowd part.
You can see the asshole.
Yeah, exactly. You can see his handle in his hand. Yeah.
I see you entitled.
Like,
sudden
stop.
They're all white guys,
too. Oh, God. No, why? They're all white guys.
Well, yeah, there's the one white guy that's got to carry out, like, the four short boxes of his entire collection that have the art. And you know the artist just looked at these guys like...
This is your moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a really shitty goatee and... Because they always do. They always do. They always have the fake Iron Man goatee. And like a buzz cut. Or a neck beard.
Because that's all they can grow.
Yeah. And then they have one of those like fake military caps on where it's just like a green hat. They're like, I was in the Marines. And you're like, yeah, bullshit.
You played a Marine, well, maybe.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where like your hat says Navy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, I played Halo 3.
It's the color. It's Navy. I'm sorry, it's
just
Air
so
Force.
Dumb every time.
Sorry, not to, it's like
fucking wagon.
Actually,
guy.
It says Air Force.
It's either wagon or
Air. I'm gonna get a hat that's Navy and then put the wrong and then be like, yeah, this is my Navy hat because it's Navy.
Yeah.
This is my
I'm in the Navy.
This is my aqua.
No, I have a Navy
one.
Hat. I
yeah.
take that back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm in the Navy hat. It's on me right now.
Now the guy I hate more than anybody at the cons is Full Speed Run guy.
That's
Cause,
me.
Because he's got to be at that panel on time.
Wait, are they doing like the Naruto?
Oh. No. No, he's like full on sprinting through a crowd. Oh, I hate that. It's the worst.
It is the worst. And I like Mission Impossible panel.
No, Mission Impossible Food.
Mission Impossible
Land
Food.
Land of the Missing Panel.
Yeah.
Because panels are weird because you always, it's like, where's my panel? And you spend half of Friday just trying to find that room.
I wanted to go to the Harry Potter panel.
That's all I wanted to do.
You find the room, but you're at the wrong time, so you're sitting in the wrong panel.
Yep.
And you don't want to go and leave it because you just found it, and the fight to get there is way worse than just sitting
yeah,
still.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and there's only like 5 people in that panel.
Yeah.
And they'll see you leaving, and they're going to be like, wait, where is he going?
Oh, it's just so...
And they call you out.
There's no way to win.
No.
It's bad that I never really go to panels.
No. I like...
This is why you don't go to panels.
My attention span is really short. So that's why I just choose
I
not to.
I did fall asleep during a Supernatural panel. And somebody called me out on it. No, actually, no.
Because
it wasn't
you were snoring.
It wasn't even the Supernatural panel. It was a panel about real-life dinosaurs versus, like, Jurassic Park dinosaurs. It was really interesting, but clearly not interesting enough.
I mean, there is one advantage to us being in gear at a con is we don't go to the panels.
No, because we can't sit down.
Yes.
And physically.
It's a production to put it on.
It's a whole thing.
Bigger production to take it off.
I can't just take this blinky backpack off.
No.
Not without the right music.
No.
And
the only thing that motivates us to remove those packs is food. That is it.
Yeah, food.
And beer.
Well, we've drank in them.
You walk and drink. You
yeah, we've drank in those.
Yeah.
I could walk and eat too,
he's,
but then
right.
You know you get
you're
wagon
not,
guy.
You're not
taking.
Yeah,
we've hung out, drank, and smoked cigars with those things on.
That's true.
Yeah, but you're not. You're going to take them off to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because you want to relax while you're eating. That's true.
That's true.
Very true.
Yeah. But yeah, this is.
Because there's even a picture of Dragon Con where we left. And Marcus was babysitting the packs, and the whole table
it's just proton
nothing,
packs.
Nothing but proton packs.
I like that we asked that bar, like, do you guys have anywhere we could, you know, have these two in a seat? And they're like, yeah.
Just put them in the chairs.
Yeah.
We're like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave us, like, there was only, like, 5 or 6 of us, and they gave us a table for, like, 20 people.
Okay.
I hope nobody votes for oversized prop people, because we are those people.
We are.
No. No, no,
no,
no! You don't count us.
I do not, because your props are adequately sized and they are against your body. I'm talking oversized prop guy is like the I came as Cloud from Final Fantasy VII with an actual sword.
Oh, the actual Buster sword. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. You're just carrying it, or you get the asshole who is twirling it.
Oh no, those guys are worse.
Or the
they're moving
the,
it too
now,
much.
Now they have the Thor axe that everyone's into, and
yeah.
Everyone's showing
the big
up with.
One.
Stormbreaker.
Like,
it's too much.
You know what?
Or the one, the guy from Kingdom Hearts with the big giant key.
Yeah.
I've seen that take out displays.
That's an oversized
now,
prop asshole.
I will say there was a girl there, and I follow her Instagram because she's fantastic. She did a Maleficent cosplay,
mm-hmm.
and she had the giant wings. Like,
oh
but
my god!
What I will say is she stayed. You know how in like the upstairs how there's like those open mm-hmm. areas? She stayed there the entire time. She
yeah,
didn't actually
if you,
walk
yeah, if you,
into the con with that.
If you're doing a production
yeah.
and you've adjusted for that, you understand because you don't want to be that asshole.
No.
Fine.
Yeah, because you know that you can't.
But I'm talking about just the dick whistle who shows
the
up
dick whistle.
Who shows up to the convention Peter going, Spider. I'm gonna go see my favorite artist and I'm gonna go to all the panels and I'm gonna walk through this crowd and look at my display my new cosplay with the actual sized, oversized prop, and then you sling it around. Like you've never seen more than three people in a room together at one time. You just that is a sense of entitlement that I cannot abide.
There was one. I think it was two. Nor was it this last year. May have been this last year. The steampunk girl that had like the drawstrings for her wings right by her thumbs by the back.
That was tight.
She put her thumbs out and wham! Those things extended like full force. I was just like, damn.
That's how these Maleficent wings were. Where she could pull a string and they pop out.
If you do that in a crowd, you're that asshole.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between doing it and having it.
If you know your cosplay, if you are aware. See, that's the thing. That's the thing about the Ghostbusters. And a lot of prop people is if you are in control of your cosplay, mm-hmm. great. But if you are you're just as bad as Whacking Guy. If you are out of control of your cosplay,
so you know it's
like being out of control of your children. If you are not keeping a firm grasp on your children, then you should not have them there.
Well, I think what it's going to come down to is because I think Water Meets Con Table didn't make it.
I think most people have never worked a booth.
Yeah.
So,
well, even I've even seen people who it may not have worked a booth, but instinctively just put their cup down.
Yeah.
On the table to flip through and just go bloop.
Yeah.
And you're like,
you know, because you've never been that asshole.
Yeah.
Or you have been that asshole. You never had to deal with that asshole.
Yeah, most people have common sense, but when you go to a con, you lose all sense of that.
So my money says it's going to come down to Wagon Guy and...
Wagon Guy's out.
Is he out?
Yeah, Wagon Guy got voted out.
Wow. That was much more anticlimactic than I thought.
But, I mean, it's rough, but you can still kind of avoid Wagon Guy. He's annoying.
He's rare.
And, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
He's a rare in the set.
Yeah, but when you see him, it's the worst thing
well,
you see.
Because, like Aaron said, you know, they a lot of conventions have
outlawed it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banned it. It's the ones where that they show up anyway. You're just like,
and it's like they know which con doesn't have it and they're eager because they've got their little.
Oh, I've got my wagon. And luggage. Then they act all like, you tripped over my wagon. I'm like, you're the asshole who brought a wagon.
That's big. They get mad when you kick their wagon or trip over it.
Don't touch my wagon. Don't bring a wagon.
Yeah, don't have a wagon. Why do you have a wagon?
Are you five?
Yeah. Where did you get a wagon?
Maybe Costco. Mm-hmm. I mean, Costco.
You own a wagon, don't you?
She has one.
I use it for load-in. Notice how you've never seen it.
Yeah, because you leave it somewhere else.
Because I'm not an asshole. Yeah.
You leave it behind the booth and you don't bring it out again.
Well, it's collapsible, which is helpful,
too. Oh, see, even better. Oh, that's how they get them in, man.
Yeah.
They collapse them, put them in their backpack. And then they whip them out.
No, these things are bigger than the proton pack.
What?
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare you? We'll let you know how it goes. Teleportation is the one that ended up winning last month's face-off.
Bamf.
It's the noise that Nightcrawler makes every time he teleports. Bamf.
Oh, I get that now. I saw that picture and I was like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
I didn't get it either.
I thought he did a poof. I thought it was a poof.
No, it's a bamf.
Apparently, we're in the minority because everybody else got it.
Yes. Because
I feel really stupid now.
How I feel most of the time.
When Nightcrawler teleports, he makes a bamf. It's a bamf poof. Noise.
A poof.
Yes.
Like Spider-Man does the thwip.
Yeah. A flip up.
So, flip. Yeah. Thwip.
Flip up.
Bamf.
Whip and release.
Whip I know. And release. You're doing it.
Whip wagon guy.
And
whip wagon guy.
I'm totally down for that. Which works today is X-Men Day, which just made me laugh my ass off because I'm like, why? I didn't get it. I'm like, X-Men Day?
What happened?
It's because it's so close to Mother's Day and Women Appreciation Day, so this is the X-Men Day. They've no longer been there.
Hey-o.
I mean, we don't even get Dark Phoenix until June 7th, so...
I don't care.
For it being X-Men Day...
I was gonna say, I saw a trailer for it, and I was just like, every time I see a trailer, it just looks worse.
No, because
it just looks worse.
Well, and everyone's worried about continuity. Everybody's worried about this, and I just kept telling everybody, "Who cares? This is it. It's
we've been through
done."
This. We've been through this cycle at least three times. If you're my age or older, you've been through this cycle of the Phoenix and the X-Men at least four times in your lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been through it twice with the live action movies. And you know what? It's never a good time.
No,
it's never a good time.
It's old. It's a great story on paper. Like, literally, paper, it's great. The comic series, it's not. It's like, oh, I can read this.
Yeah. I can get into it.
It's not. Live action, it just doesn't work.
And I'm sorry,
weird.
I'm not a fan of the Sansa Stark girl playing Jean Grey. I'm just not. That doesn't help.
I don't not like her. I just don't care that much.
I don't care for her as Jean Grey. She's not Jean Grey.
She's not Jean Grey. I don't think she has the temperament. Even watching her in Game of Thrones over the last couple of episodes.
I hate her character in Game of Thrones.
I hate her character. She's just
so much.
She's so stoic.
She does it very well.
And she does it very well.
I was going to say, I won't say that she's a bad actress.
No,
she's not.
I will
she's
not
great.
Say that.
But for the character that Jean Grey is, assertive, you know, very powerful.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different character.
Sean Connery is Gandalf. It's just wrong, man.
You're like, I would kind of like to see that. And then when you see it, you're like,
no,
better not.
All I can really say is that someone needs to give her some ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's, I got a headache. I'm going to blow up the world.
It hurts my hand.
Well, that's how
hand.
I felt about Jean Grey's character since the early 90s.
She needs ibuprofen?
Yeah.
A little Vicodin, maybe?
And actually a big reason why I have zero patience with most female characters in comic books is they're all written just like, I have all this power. I'm so frail. Yep. It's like, I don't, you know what?
It's a weird trope. It's a weird trope that shouldn't exist.
It is a weird trope. It's a weird trope that I understand why it exists, but you're right. It needs to die. It needs to die just like Jean Grey.
Yeah.
It's a stupid trope where it's like, you have all this power. Like, what? How are you helpless? Like,
I'm
what do you
so
mean?
You can move
Cyclops
a planet.
Hold
yeah.
me.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's like you could blow up a building with your brain, and you're just like, "Yeah, the world is against me."
You just
went
and devoured a solar system.
I mean, so basically, like edgy teenager.
Basically,
yeah. I just
look, men. If you don't know how to write teenage girls. Don't write teenage girls.
I don't even know if it's that at this point, because it's been her character forever.
Exactly.
You gotta
stop. So why are we still doing it? This Rogue got to advance. Wolverine got to evolve. All these other characters got deeper. Even Cyclops is mildly interesting when he's not in the same scene as Jean Grey. But
yeah, that's true, because when he's in the scene with Jean Grey, it's like, Jean!
He's why
Scott, Jean!
Seriously, he's why emo exists. Oh, 1989.
Wolverine's boning my girlfriend.
Emo exists because
of Cyclops. He is the founding father of emoism.
I have to wear these sunglasses all the time, and I look so dapper, but at what cost?
I could blow your head clean off your shoulders without them.
Oh, my gosh. It's just annoying.
Just whiny character. It's the same reason I can't watch The Walking Dead.
Yeah, they're just whiny now.
That's all they do.
Man, and speaking of whiny, Game of Thrones last night, I don't even know what the
fuck. I liked the episode.
I don't know what the hell that was.
I don't know why people are complaining so much. I think it's fine.
All
right. I think it's the course the series was taking.
I didn't see it, so I think it's fine, too.
I guess.
I think it's the natural progression.
I mean, but for her to, like, totally flip script
natural.
Like that.
It wasn't even flipping script. It was bad things happened to her. You realize, oh, yeah, bad things happened to her. She's just like her brother. She's just like her father.
Yeah.
It's the natural progression. That's how it was
just
going to end.
Just bubbling underneath the surface.
I was going to say, just because you didn't see it the entire time didn't mean it wasn't there.
But to be fair, she did just see her best friend's head get lopped off.
Yeah. So, I mean, spoilers. Wow.
Well, that was last week.
I don't know, man. Like, at this point, if you're not up to date, why do you care?
I think a lot of people are that way.
You clearly, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones yet, it's because you've come over to my side and you're watching Deadliest Catch.
Well, and it's kind of funny because my dad sits down to watch it with my brother and I, mm-hmm. and my brother's like, you don't want to watch this now. This is like the end. He's like, no, I'm coming in at the best time. You guys can tell me who these people are if I care, and I can just watch
See,
everybody
I'm
die.
Him. I'm with them. See, here's the thing. They're just going to kill off everybody.
Yeah.
Whoever's just the last standing. That's it. Game of Thrones
that's
won.
That's a win.
You
that's,
won the game.
That's right. He's the winner.
The throne is taken. Who cares?
I don't even care enough to see who survives or who dies. I don't care.
No. Yeah, it's like Survivor for me at this point. You could just watch the last episode and be fine.
I probably care more about Game of Thrones than X-Men.
The one thing that I saw I cared the most about was finally the face-off between the Mountain and the Hound.
Yeah, that was good.
That
even though he looks like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. So that we finally get that.
He was bald and green settled. And kind of sickly looking.
It's fine.
Things are falling off of him. It didn't look well.
Oh, that happened in Deadliest Catch too.
Gangrene, man.
No, it was an abscess tooth.
Oh, that's why you should eat more citrus.
No, that's scurvy.
I know.
I really want a lime tree. I have for like 10 years, man. I want.
Oh, why not lemons?
I'm not opposed to having both.
I'm just wondering why specifically limes.
Because
Gustavo thinks they're the same.
No, limes are lemons, and lemons are limes.
I'm just gonna be hung up on that I can't answer.
Espanol. Very confusing.
Because I know how to, just certain cooking processes that I want to use it for, I know how to do it with limes. I don't know if lemons translates directly.
Oh, okay. That's a fair answer.
Right. But I like lemons, too.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if there was a reason. Lime tree, man. What are your goals? What do you want in life? You want some bust statue of Princess Leia. I want a lime tree.
I just want a job.
I have never... ever in a million years said that, indicated that, or even desire
thanks.
That.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Like I listen when you talk about your bus.
Touche.
He's getting all busty.
Yeah.
Hey, man. What is hey, man. Like after right after now? May, you know that June is busting out.
Yeah. Because busting makes me feel good.
Oh, good Lord.
he actually made it nerdier than I was going.
Hell yeah.
Being a feel-good Lucifer return to the airwaves, finally get to see the end of the show with how they ended it. It's very interesting.
Was it a cliffhanger?
Kind of, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. I've never watched the show. I don't want to give anything away on it.
Oh, man, you're going to spoil the show. I'm not
I know Red hates it. Because I know the devil solving crimes.
Oh, yeah, it's Castle with Lucifer.
It's Castle with the devil. It's his castle with the devil.
He's a...
Satan.
He's a do-gooder, but in his own...
devilish way.
Oh, is he rebelling against Dad?
And he owns a nightclub. Everybody's getting drunk. Lots
I feel
of dancing.
Like that's the... that's.
It's just the, like
that's a movie, isn't it? Yeah. I feel like that's a movie where the devil's like son is rebelling against him by being good. I don't feel like that's a movie.
That does sound like
it sounds familiar, movie. Right? If it's not, I'm going to make it that. But.
All right.
So good. If you get a chance,
we'll storyboard after this.
Yeah, all right.
I liked it.
To go to the bar.
I'm curious if it comes back. Also, added to the Netflix lineup, Legend of Zelda is actually going to do a live action series.
Oh, that's surprising.
All right.
This is actually very surprising.
I don't know how I feel about that. So
Nintendo's getting bold.
Well, and they're saying that it's going to be now don't let this turn your stomach, but they're saying it's going to be a Game of Thrones type series that is the whole family can enjoy.
No, I get what they mean. They're saying that it's that sandbox world.
Oh, it's a fantasy world.
Yeah, right. And they want to do an all encompassing. Okay, I get what you're saying.
I understand.
I think that's a poor choice of words on their behalf.
I think so too. I think the comparison could have been.
Yeah, if this was 4 years ago, I might say, oh, cool. But now it's like, what are you doing? You just
careful.
You're just saying things.
That's just because they're like big fantasy world. And you're like, yeah, just say Lord of the Rings. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
well, and that they even say that the Wall Street Journal actually reported that it would be more like Lord of the Rings franchise.
Like
don't you mean?
Like the Wall Street Journal is hip.
they're trying.
Hip to the lingo.
They're holding on.
They have a blog.
They do.
They have a blog. I have a blog.
They got
too.
A couple people
same.
Over there.
I haven't touched it in years, but it's fine.
Oh, I just updated mine today.
Ah, see, yeah. I was doing music reviews in high school.
I'm curious how
you
they're
are
going
so
to
bad.
How they're going to do this.
Well, it's going to be live action. He's not going to talk. He better not talk.
I hope not.
He has to be left-handed.
I was going to say, if Link talks at all during this entire series, I'm not watching it.
I would say it'd be like the Shannara Chronicles.
Yeah, but the Shannara Chronicles, for all that it was, failed because it couldn't paint a proper picture of the world. Just like Wheel of Time, They're talking about turning Wheel of Time into a series, and
oh, they've been talking about that for like 20 years.
Yeah, there's and the
it's
world.
Gonna happen.
They've
the
also
world
been talking about
big.
Legend of Zelda for like 20 years.
Yeah, but
it's been a while since they're like, we're making a movie, and then it was like, oh, we're making an animated series, and then mm-hmm. they did that, and nobody wanted it.
Yeah, I mean, in the one movie
excuse
that
excuse me, princess,
the one movie Nintendo makes is like, you know, well, Mario
oh my
Brothers.
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Now, okay. Have you guys seen Detective Pikachu yet, though?
No.
Because it's so good.
We were gonna do that. If you bailed on us again.
Yeah. If you ditched us, we're like,
you guys want to go see it anyway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. I do.
Because I'll go watch it again. That movie's amazing.
I
just want the little Detective Pikachu Pokemon card.
Yeah. It's great.
I went to a screening. That's why.
Smurf just wants swag. If he sees something, he's like, I want it.
You're like, I don't even care about the movie. I just want the free stuff that comes with the movie.
That's right.
We went to a book signing. I know we told you about it.
Yeah.
We went to a book signing, and they gave out jewelry, girly jewelry.
It was a dog tag. It wasn't girly jewelry.
It's girly.
It was a dog tag. It was diamond encrusted.
And he sees it, and he goes, I want one. I was like, what is wrong with you?
It's like pink.
I'd wear that.
Oh my god! Just
that's funny.
You don't want it.
You just want the free stuff.
I just want it.
Shiny.
Because I'm the same way. Where it's like, if I go to a thing and they're handing out free stuff, I'm like, I want all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is.
I'll take it.
I'm totally that person because you know when we do the Ghostbuster stuff and we go to the things and they have the booths, I get the bag and I go trick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But if it's
you came back loaded. I mean, I still have the little bouncy teeth you brought me from wherever the fuck you got those.
The dentist.
Yeah, because they always have booths like that where they're like, here, spin the wheel, get a prize.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yes.
Red brings me back these little chacky teeth.
And it's
and
always
like
State Farm insurance and all these other
That's how I
places.
Get my pens.
That's fair.
This one's from the Alamo.
I have one of those. I have like 20 of those because I took them before I left.
That's seriously how I get my stationery.
They said, Aaron, clean out your desk. And I'm like, I don't have a desk, I just stole a bunch of pens.
I don't work here.
We don't.
And you're fired. Turns
and
in badge
you
and gun.
Are done.
Like, how'd you get a badge and a gun? You're a waiter.
They were just sitting over there. And I thought everyone was getting them.
Just turn those in. There you go, chief.
There you go. That's fine, but are the dishes done?
Stop watching Miami Vice.
You know they don't actually do that in real life, right?
Yes. Fully aware. I think we broke Red.
What's this wee crap? This is all Aaron. Why are you taking credit for his
Oh, Aaron broke you then. I don't have to take credit for shit.
It's because I'm fucking hilarious.
That's right. We don't have a date or any information on Legend of Zelda, but Netflix is bound and determined to make
listen,
this thing.
If it's anything as good as Detective Pikachu,
oh man, I can't
I'm
wait.
In.
I can't wait.
Want more live action Pokemon movies.
I do too.
They're saying that this movie's been such a huge success that is actually going to be a reality.
Yes, extended Pikachu universe, PCU.
PCU.
Pikachu cinematic universe.
Oh my god!
I think PCU was a bad frat film from the 80s.
Exactly, we'll replace it.
Oh, okay.
It was the 90s.
Okay, 90s.
Because the famous line is, you can major in Game Boy if you know what you're doing, and Game Boy didn't exist in the 80s.
That's a good point.
I mean, I've never seen the film. I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't realize it was a real film.
No, it really is a film. I wasn't making that up.
Oof.
So are we going to see like a Charizard film? Or?
No, I mean, what I want it to be is this one, it was good because it's... I mean, it's based on a game.
Yeah, so this is technically a video game movie.
Yeah, it is, and it's the highest-selling video game movie of all time now.
And I
that does not surprise me.
Which is not hard to do. But.
I want to compare it, contrast it to the other well-done video game movies.
I could do that.
Resident Evil?
I could go back and watch all the bad ones.
I'm sorry, but the Resident Evil movies were garbage.
Hitman.
I'll just watch the first one.
The first Hitman was actually a good...
No, I like the first Hitman.
And I'd say that. And I'd say that was the best... at the time.
Objectively, the Mario movie's not that bad.
Are you kidding
me? If you look at it from a perspective of it's not a Mario movie,
but
well,
then,
go watch
but
that, it
but
as
then,
like,
then,
it
then,
not,
then, but then
I know it defeats the purpose.
Yeah, then you can't categorize it as
you know
a video game movie.
I was
so
more
weird.
Engaged with the Saturday morning show with Captain Lou Albano as Mario than I was as Hoskins playing
and
Mario.
One, and the one where they go to Hyrule? Never mind.
Well, I mean, that was part of the show, too.
Yeah. I know, and Link talked in that.
Excuse me, princess.
He didn't talk like that.
He did. He absolutely did. You and I are remembering it very differently. He throws the bomb down and he rides the shield.
I...
Yeah,
that's the podcast.
There we go.
We really need to start filming this.
We will.
I even forget the hell.
Sign up for our Patreon. Give us a dollar.
Smurf, start our Patreon.
Okay.
Give us a dollar.
Give us a dollar.
Just one.
Just uno dollar.
You can buy a camera with that.
Dollar a month? Hell yeah.
I hope we see more. If the technology holds up and the special effects are worthy.
Where's the technology going?
As you say, the only Pokemon people that looks real rough.
Yeah, and then they make Sonic.
Gengar looks bad. Gengar looks Sonic bad. Gengar is the worst looking one in that movie.
That's what I said last time.
Yeah, that's what she said. She said the exact same thing that you just said.
I think Smurf looks like Gengar.
I'm sorry.
I'm not even purple.
I don't listen to our podcast.
It was because I saw the screening already.
Oh, you saw it before I did.
I saw it before most people did. But like,
I'm not even purple.
I said that in terms of all the Pokemon and stuff like that, they look fine.
Yeah.
The only one that made me like really uncomfortable was Gengar.
Gengar's weird, man.
Which made me sad because Gengar's one of my favorites.
Gengar's my favorite. I want to get a tattoo of Gengar. He's my favorite.
Arcanine?
Arcanine?
Arcanine.
No, I know, but because they were with the police force.
Yeah, they're a canine unit. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Don't laugh.
Arcanine. I thought it was funny.
I think we laughed last week when you said the exact same joke.
Well, I'm glad that he's laughing at it.
Somebody laughs at my jokes.
I'm funny sometimes on specific
right,
days.
You laugh at my jokes usually.
It's
so
like one of those things where I'm like looking outside.
I'm
like,
funny when nobody there has met me before.
I have to make sure that the stars are in position.
There you go. Moving along to Amazon news.
Moods.
This is a mood because I don't know what the fuck is going on.
They're just clearing out the rainforest.
They are. They're wiping everything out to make room for Jean-Luc Picard's new series that they're going to be distributing.
Oh, wrong Amazon. I'm sorry.
Global distribution. Well, the funny thing about this story is that...
Why is it going on Amazon?
For global distribution. So anywhere outside of the U.S., you're going to be able to watch it on Amazon. But if you're here in the U.S., you still have to pay for CBS's bullshit streaming series.
Time to get one of those programs that says I'm in Canada and watch it on Amazon.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're not hard to get. It's fantastic.
I know. You just fill out a form.
Yeah.
I call it lying.
Yeah, have them.
I'm in...
So I was able to watch certain Netflix shows that are no longer available in the U.S.
Yeah, so I just shake my head at the level of greed that is just coming out of the U.S.
I hate CBS.
It's just ridiculous.
I hate it.
This is coming from a middle-class white guy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is America, damn it.
Who you call middle class?
White guy should be able to watch whatever he wants on TV.
I'm sorry.
Middle-aged.
Oh!
You asked for it.
That's true. You're right. I shouldn't be upset. We're great. We're making money.
I think you should be upset. My point is that if you're upset, then the rest of us should be outraged.
Yes.
This is peak capitalism, man, where it's just like, oh, you mean I can make you pay more for our exclusive streaming service and you'll still do it?
Well, okay.
Well, yeah. They're not enforcing monopoly law, so why the fuck not?
It's because Disney's owning everything, and they're like, they own the government.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's a Muppet in there, so yeah.
Hey-o. Now, you know what? I really want Disney to take over, just because I want them to change the Pledge of Allegiance to the M-C-K. Just every morning.
The Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah, exactly.
You've been sitting on that joke for a while, haven't you?
It's time.
It's been mustering.
Mustering.
That's a good word. No, I like it.
All right. Just for the record, Sir Patrick Stewart, is actually 78 years old and will be... I mean, he's got actually
He's
only 78. He's got an impressive cast that will be with him on the new series. They haven't said anything about what it's going to be doing.
It better not be a prequel.
I don't think so.
Goddamn mind.
No. Michelle Hurd's going to be on there. Evan Evgora. I don't know that actor. Evan Evagora. Evagora.
I didn't vote for him.
Yeah. So, sure. I'm curious. I want to see it, but I don't.
Sure.
What was that noise that you just made?
Sinus infection.
That's my thinking noise.
It's going around.
It's going around.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry.
In television news, The Masked Singer has already gotten a season 3 renewal.
Dope.
So we haven't even seen season 2. Season 2 is actually going to premiere during the Super Bowl.
Oh, what?
Yes.
That's weird.
No, that's actually like the coveted spot in television.
Oh, it's after the Super
Bowl. It's after the Super Bowl, so when the Super Bowl concludes this year...
And nobody can move to turn off the TV.
That's right.
I think that's... I would like that to be a tradition.
What, The Masked Singer after the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It probably will
be. That'd be a good halftime show, honestly.
Yeah. Be better. And just, like, take it away, and, like, we're not auditioning for a halftime show. It's just always going to be The Masked Singer.
Yeah, no, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if Monster...
Didn't mean to do it that time.
Especially if, like, the past winners come back.
Yeah.
And do it with them.
Yeah.
I could see Bradshaw going down there because it's going
to
be Fox.
Bradshaw to come back.
Bradshaw's going to come down there in his deer...
That would be hilarious.
His deer costume. and kick off the Masked Singer. It is going to premiere February 2nd of 2020, so...
That's rad. I'm down.
I'm
happy we
yeah, I jive,
got more. I
jive.
I completely jive. And then it moves to Wednesdays moving forward after that, which would be February 5th.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was now. I want this. There's nothing to watch. TV is boring me
to death.
There's
Deadliest Catch. What are you talking about?
How many episodes are left in Deadliest Catch?
Plenty.
Is it on a streaming service? Because I don't have cable.
Probably not this current season, but it should be. Yeah.
Previous seasons, I feel like, probably are, right?
Yeah, they're on Netflix.
Yeah.
Netflix or Hulu or...
Yeah, one of those.
I'm sure it's on Hulu.
The trilogy or trifecta.
Yeah, Deadliest Catch usually goes until Shark Week. Like, Shark Week,
Shark Week.
Is when they usually end.
It's my favorite time of the year.
One of my favorite episodes out of Shark Week is when they're dragging Craig Ferguson behind a boat.
I remember that. That was good. That was funny.
Oh, my God. And he's like,
I get it. I'm chum.
So funny.
Red's just looking at me. Which Adam Savage is getting a new show, which is exciting.
What?
Just on his own. He's getting a new show.
He's rubbish by himself, though.
So his new show actually looks pretty good. He's just building stuff.
Seriously.
Which was my favorite part of Mythbusters, was him just building crap. And that's going to be his new show on the Science Channel.
It's like if you just have me and not Aaron... I'm rubbish by myself.
Listen, I'm sad Jamie's not coming back with him, but they actually don't really like each other.
No,
outside
I believe that. I don't. Really
I can see
that.
You can see the animosity.
Well,
when they like talk,
I don't really like him either.
I mean, I like him.
I know, but
I mean, it's not as
I have actual issues with Mythbusters, especially like not the earlier stuff when they were actually trying to accomplish something, but the later stuff where I was like. Yeah, you're just going to blow stuff up, and that's not how hypotheses work.
I have the first, like, 5 or 6 seasons on, like, DVD. Those seasons are fantastic. After that,
where you can really see, like Beret Boy.
Yeah, there was a change. It wasn't real science.
Yeah, it wasn't real science. That's not the scientific method. And then they always have that catalyst at the end of, if you'd like to understand why we didn't do what we didn't do. And
check
out
our website.
Screw you.
Yeah.
Well, and
this is why people think vaccines cause autism, is because you changed how science works for your own
ratings.
I didn't
mean to throw this monkey wrench in. I was just excited.
Because I'm excited.
I have a PowerPoint to prove my
I don't know if building shit now.
I don't know. Well, that just sounds just like any of the other gearhead freaking shows that they've got, like Monster Garage.
Iron Man suit, and it flies.
Sort of.
I mean, I watched the trailer for it. It looks good.
I liked when Josh Gates actually left like his whole troop and went to do.
But his new stuff is not good.
I don't know.
I don't like Destination Truth was way better than what he's doing now.
I don't
his
know.
His new stuff is bad.
You think?
Yeah.
I like his new
stuff.
It's not
interesting at all.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think
you're
he's
crazy.
As interesting. I am crazy.
No, you're right. He's crazy. I agree with you. I think it's boring.
It's not fun. The old stuff, it was like, at least they were doing like paranormal stuff, and you're like, oh, okay, this is kind
of
cool.
Instead
they're
of him hunting down
stuff.
Everything.
Yeah, he's looking for the Ark of the Covenant.
Oh.
And I'm just like, all right, Indiana Jones, calm down.
That reminds me of The Hunt.
He's actually sporting an Indiana Jones hat
now.
I know,
that's why it bothers me.
That's so trite.
Yeah. That's the thing. I've tried watching the new stuff, and I can't.
Yeah, you try and make me watch it, and I
I didn't try and make you watch it. I just said what I was watching. I wasn't going to make you watch it.
You made me watch an episode, and I got raging.
Are you sure?
I don't remember.
Are you sure about that?
I tried to peel my skin off.
Which one did I try to make you watch?
I am not going to relive this. Anyway.
I don't. Another Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Who I am inside.
Like Poltergeist.
Close your eyes, Miriam. Close your eyes.
No, I was making a Mulan reference.
He's in the bathtub or the bathroom and just. What a great practical effect.
That's what happens when someone throws water at me when I have
dishonor
makeup on.
On your family.
Dishonor on your kids.
My face melts too whenever someone throws water at my face.
It's insane. She's from the West.
She's from the West.
Oh.
Clearly.
Also, my eyebrows
just
disappeared.
Move over a chair.
The video game side of the world.
Yay!
We only had like one. There's a couple of stories, but nothing was like meh.
Nothing
Gears
going five. On right now.
Nothing major. The ratings board leaked Gears of War 5's art.
No. You mean Gears 5?
Gears 5.
Yeah, they're not even calling it Gears of War anymore.
No, they're just calling it Gears.
Gears.
Gears. I mean, granted, Gears 5.
Well, because Epic Games is off just making billions of dollars.
Whatever they want
to
do.
I mean, granted, though, like, when it comes to Gears of War, no one ever says Gears of War. They just say
Gears.
I mean, I get it. But
as guilty.
At least keep the title.
Yeah.
Like, how hard is it to just put Of War at the bottom?
Apparently, Epic is trying to get more exclusive games on their client.
Do you think this one will be on Epic Game Store?
No.
Do you think it will be?
Like, well, because like, a lot of people were just like, no, we declined them because of the fact that we don't believe in the exclusivity. It also... It will murder our brand.
It's stupid, yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
Borderlands
like,
is still holding strong that they're on Epic Games exclusively.
I don't...
What?
I think
they're still holding strong.
Well, it's going to be on Epic first before it hits Steam.
Yeah, it's going to come on Steam, but it's a Steam or an Epic release exclusive.
Yeah. So
and it's because the CEO of Gearbox likes money. And they wave
dollar bills in his face. I don't think it's just entitled to him, but yeah. Okay.
But he's a scumbag. They try to take other games too away from Steam by like having it exclusively on Epic, but then a lot of them were like, "No, because if we do that, that will kill
us." People hate Epic. Yeah. People hate that brand now. It's because of Fortnite. Nobody likes it, and because the Epic Store sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I've tried downloading something on there, and I'm just like, okay. Well, it's here. I don't have a friends list. I don't have there's no reason for me to be on that hub.
Yeah.
There's no reason for me to be on there.
It's
aside from, you can download games onto it. And what else do you need?
I mean, a lot of people are still like they want Borderlands 3 but are not happy about the Epic game. Like,
no.
I'm not really happy about it either.
No.
I'm not.
Especially cuz like
I mean, I'll buy it on console, but
yeah, especially because like the benefits of getting it on Steam is better.
Yeah, cuz I have a friends list on Steam.
I have friends there, Mom.
Yeah.
Take that.
They're my real friends.
Care.
It's stupid, but Gears 5.
Yeah,
Gears 5.
They try to swipe other games.
Though. Ooh, and today something was leaked from Taiwan.
Sure.
What
Taiwan listed a possible remake of the Ghostbusters video game.
I saw that
on Xbox One.
We'll see if that's true or not.
I was gonna say it's always like hey, they leaked a remastered version. I'm like, I feel like they're probably just gonna re-release it in Taiwan.
So it's like take this cup for example. It's like. Oh no, we leaked it. And they're like handing it to you.
Yeah,
just here, take this.
Do you guys want this? Oh, you want the. Okay, I'm going to refill it then.
Yeah.
It's basically like, oh no.
$60.
Well, and then I saw the Gears thing comes out September 10th, 2019, before I forget. The one that I saw, though, was the Final Fantasy VII new digital remaster.
That'll never come out.
And I'm just like, you guys.
You don't kill the love interest. You know.
You don't.
That's why it'll never come out, because they don't want to do that twice.
I mean,
I can't take it.
She was great.
They also
it's
did
weird
want to
that
make
that's
it episodic,
like
which is weird.
That is one of the most successful Final Fantasy games, and it is also one of the worst. It's so weird.
I was going to say, it's a fantastic game.
Yeah, it's one of the most successful and still one of the worst.
I feel like everyone just thinks 7 because he doesn't get the girl, whereas there were other Final Fantasies that had really great storylines.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
14 is awesome. I love Final Fantasy 14.
There's
you don't even you're like, which one is that?
She's got nothing.
Like, that's the online one, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why I paused. I was like, wait, isn't the one that they're on now 15?
Yeah, they're on 15. Yeah, 14's weird.
Sorry,
where it's like
the freaking no, the math equations were just.
I saw the dial up sound coming from your face.
We were like
AOL.
You know.
I
just need a little man running across your face.
No, I can see the sound.
That's why I had to pause. I'm like, wait a minute.
That's why it was. No, it's got a good story.
It was 11 and 14. Right.
Yeah.
The slow
and then 13
little.
Was. It had the 1 and 13, 1 and 13, 2.
No, it was.
No, that was 13, 10.
No, 13 Lightning
Returns. Oh, God. Yeah, that's right. We just stuck on 13 because we don't know how to make another one.
No, because they thought that because of the fact that they did X2, that they could do it 13-2.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah, and that freaking 13-2 was all timey-wimey and all paradox.
Yeah, yeah. How do we restart this franchise? Time travel.
Time travel.
Stop
course.
It! Yeah. No time travel.
I mean, I did enjoy 10. I just hate Titus.
Yeah.
He literally eat a dick.
Warm bowl. Warm.
So I feel that's warm bowl. Stark.
She just really doesn't like jocks.
She doesn't.
Blonde jocks. She just was really against him.
He is. That entire game. You're just
really,
like, can you just shut up for 5 minutes?
He hates him. I don't care how well you kick a ball.
Those blonde jockey kids, man.
Blonde jockey kids.
Square jaw. Yeah, fuck those guys.
You know what?
I wish we were filming this so
warm,
bad.
Warm bowls for all of y'all.
Also, 8 and 9
what does that mean?
With Squall and Zidane. Those were pretty good.
No, I wasn't laughing at that. I was laughing at Red. Sorry.
He said Final Fantasy 8 and 9 were pretty good, too.
Yeah.
I just like the first one. Can we go
nine.
Back to that?
9 was good.
Well,
nine
there's the bad. First one,
especially
and then
orchestra.
There's the first one in America.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Where the numbers really
well,
don't...
Final Fantasy on the S or on the NES.
The numbers don't really make sense until you get to 7. That's the other thing.
Well, I mean,
but yeah, because they were like, oh, yeah, this was the second one, but this is the first one in Japan. You're like,
yeah, and
what?
And you're like, this is Final Fantasy 3. This is Final Fantasy 6. Which one is it?
Yeah. And then I think...
How did we get here?
Yeah.
3 was actually on my Sega handheld.
Yeah, they finally fixed it. Was it after 6 that they fixed it?
Yeah.
Feel like it was because they were finally like no hang on.
Well, yeah, then and they yeah, so newer generations will never know the struggle that we had.
I'm playing Final Fantasy 2. Which one? Yeah. What?
No, that's a legitimate conversation in my house.
Final Fantasy was the game that taught me how to read Roman numerals.
Ah,
neat. That's fair.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Oh, that's what? Classic.
At least you learned.
These yeah. Are, they got it.
I before E.
Wow. Ibuprofen.
Oh. Yeah, I'm feeling very Jean Grey over here. That's gonna be my new code for
migraine. Popping Adderall, you'll be fine.
Like, oh man, I'm feeling migraine coming on. I'll be like, man, I'm feeling very Jean Grey over here.
No, that's good. I like that. I'm stealing that.
I'm actually surprised. I haven't heard any more news on where we're sitting with Avengers. Speaking of time travel, I don't know if it's
spoilers.
I
know.
We're past that point now.
Well, I mean, Spider-Man Far From Home opened up a real good thing in their trailer. Did you watch the new trailer?
I did watch the new trailer, and everyone's talking.
No, there wasn't a Starbucks cup, but there's possibility of multiverse.
I just watched Red's face.
There is a universe where there was a Starbucks cup. You get it? Multiverses.
Multiverse.
Because the MCU is trying to beat out. Oh, no, I heard it.
I really wish we were recording that because Red's face just when it connected what I meant.
What do you mean a Starbucks cup? No.
Her mic isn't working in my headphones very well, so it takes me a few seconds.
You have to read the lips and then think about the context of the conversation. What did she say?
Well,
Starbucks cup.
And they keep talking about adding multiple worlds and
You know what? It's going to get complicated if they do multiverse.
God.
Am I excited that they might be doing
that?
Yeah,
they're looking at a Jean Grey Phoenix situation if they're not careful.
that's how I feel about this last episode. Burn it down.
Burn it.
It was this one.
Just burn it to the ground.
See, I have a good picture of the coffee cup because I took a picture. Because they said they were going to take it off digital platforms.
They did.
Like, I need to know. They did not take it off Amazon, though. It was still on Amazon whenever I was watching it. That was the day after, too.
Well, I guess, yeah, because if you recorded it, I think you're safe.
Yeah.
but
that's hilarious. It's just right there.
It's just right there.
I just thought this was funny.
Coffee.
I saw someone doing. They made a Starbucks drinking horn to go.
And that's perfect. I need that.
I was like, all right. That's pretty rad.
Yeah, I dig it.
Well, and there's like another picture. It is. Her, it's Danny's cup because there's a picture that they posted of her just standing there holding that exact.
I mean, was gonna say because it was a behind the scenes picture, which she had the cup. I mean, and apparently it was herbal tea.
Oh, okay, and, of course.
You know,
seriously, man, you know, if your production company is phoning it in, I don't know why you expect me to watch.
Oh, it's one mistake.
No, it's not.
It's just that one.
It's a sea of mistakes, but okay.
This is just the most.
No, I'm not talking writing. I'm just talking production. You can have all you want at the writing. I don't care.
No, there've been a few. There've been a few like that, and I don't keep a tally on my phone. I don't have that PowerPoint like crazy.
I don't have that PowerPoint.
I don't just make PowerPoints for everything. It's ridiculous.
If Marvel opens Pandora's box of multiple universes. Yeah, but
Sony did it just fine with Into the Spider-Verse.
Yes, but they...
It was a self-contained story, and it was very...
I mean, but...
They were very intentional about doing a good job.
Yes.
You know,
it wasn't
like,
just, we have multiverse.
Like the first season of Game of Thrones.
And
they were very diligent in how they presented it, how they contained the story very well. I have a feeling if they leave this, well, it ripped a hole, it's too ambiguous. It's out there.
A lot of the other directors didn't know that they were going to do that
you
in Spider-Man.
You can't just
I read
sandbox.
This thing that the Russos didn't know that was going to be a thing. That Kevin Feige knew because he knows everything, but the Russo brothers had no idea that was going to be a thing.
Oh,
he has a
fuck.
Crystal ball.
But you know what it does? It opens them to bring in like the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
And Phoenix.
A little bit more Phoenix. A little bit more smoothly than just, oh, they were always there. You just never saw them.
She's just the female Venom is what she is.
She's the female Venom.
It's just annoying. She goes to space. Man. She comes back with a parasite. It's just annoying, man.
It's a parasite. It lives in her brain. They live.
They cut out his brain.
Tell me how you don't look like Iger.
I
you
just,
do that thing with your tongue again.
I'm not purple. Gengar. Shut up.
That's what I said.
HR Gengar.
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 Yeah. Stands for, hey, really Giger.
Stop.
Stop it,
guys. Giggity.
Stop it,
Geiger.
Oh, God.
Stop it, Ron.
Stop it, Ron.
Oh, my God.
Barry, the podcast.
Barry,
the podcast.
It's off the rails, Barry.
We're watching MasterChef Junior.
Oh my God!
Was there a guy named Barry?
No.
Ah, but damn it!
They brought in crates.
They brought
the crates.
They brought in crates,
Barry.
And we were done. Star Wars was just done.
I've gotten other people to start saying it now, and it makes me laugh
it
so
just
hard.
It makes me so happy.
Saying it now too.
Barry,
it made it a thing.
Actually, you did because people at Starfest came up to me and said the crates. I'm like, oh my
damn
God!
Damn it! That's my thing.
Oh my
it.
God! It
Does
was
that
hilarious.
Be on a shirt?
Yeah,
sure.
We can
make that happen.
Great.
What do we got going on this week? This is a kind of a slow month for us, but nothing too bad. I got a con.
You got a con?
Got a con.
What con?
He's going to Arizona.
Arizona.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Arizona.
Don't die.
Ooh.
Don't die.
It's going to be hot.
He's white.
Yeah, but he's going to burn.
I was going to say he'll fry like a lobster out there.
No, he'll be inside.
I'm going to. Don't worry. I'm going to like slather up with sunblock 1 million.
First of all, he'll be inside.
1 million.
Have you seen?
And second of all, you don't have to worry about getting shot because you're white.
Yeah.
People get shot in Arizona? Oh, wait, yeah, a lot of meth.
I have all my teeth.
A lot of border issues.
Oh, yeah, well.
Are you kidding? I'm not going to go outside. I'll go up like bacon out there.
I'm going to go outside.
Is it going to be like American Horror Story Coven where you have like a black umbrella?
Yes.
That you're walking?
He goes outside, he's wearing all black. Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be exactly like that.
Looks like a vampire walking outside.
I'll be in New Mexico while he's in Arizona.
So you're going to do the same thing, right?
Yeah.
All black with the umbrella.
Are you kidding? Absolutely. I'll be drinking red wine the whole time. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Classy. I like it.
Let's see. I know we'll have a podcast before then, but they did finally announce the beer release party for Denver Comic Con, which is May 25th.
I'll be there getting obscenely drunk, dressed like an idiot.
Wait, it's the
end as
of the
per
month?
Usual. Oh.
Just like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the next following weekend is Denver Comic Con. So they do it like the week mm-hmm. before.
God, is it already almost Denver Comic Con?
Yeah.
Dang it. I need to get my shit together.
We're already knee deep into May. It's like the 13th already. I can't believe how quick.
Do we have any interviews lined up for Denver Pop Culture Con?
There are a couple of artists that I will be speaking with in addition to waiting on celebrities to give us the nod. But
dope.
Hard at work on that already. Dope. We'll see what they do.
I'm sad Run DMC isn't going to be there again.
I know. He was ready to get down
was
and chat with
DMC
us. It was just DMC.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was fine with it
Run
just being DMC.
Shows.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Run is running from the law.
The Reverend Run.
The Reverend
the Reverend Run.
The 80s were weird.
I like it when he judges on guys' grocery games.
What?
Yeah, wait a second. You sent me a message that was really weird. Gene Simmons showed up on...
That was on Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives.
It's the same guy. Might as well just be the
Guy
same
Fieri.
Show.
No, it's not the same thing. That's where he travels around the country and eats at people's restaurants. Guy's Grocery Games is freaking amazing.
It's a game show.
It is a game show.
Yeah.
When did... Is it a Kiss-inspired...
No, so he's at this... He's actually... He's in Southern California. And he's at this restaurant, I don't remember what it was, and he's in the kitchen about to do the thing, and all of his crew starts scoffing and snorting and giggling, and he's like, what are you, what? Like he
Gene
gets,
Simmons is
no,
outside.
No, like he gets mad at his camera crew, and they're still filming, and he's like, what? And they turn around, and they're like, and so he walks through the door to go look at his producer to yell at his camera crew, and Gene Simmons is standing just out of shot, and you just see him lose his fucking shit. Oh my god,
that's amazing! I'm gonna have to look up that episode.
Love that show. And then Gene Simmons walks in and goes, "I eat here all the time. I love their eggs."
Gene Simmons is a crazy person. He's amazing,
no, so,
but he's a crazy person.
You know, they do the thing where they make the food and they're like, now take a bite of it and talk about it, which is why I don't like watching travel eating shows. But he does it, and they give it to Gene Simmons to do it, and he does the tongue thing, and it's in profile. It's awful. And I'm like,
did he try and sell his Kiss memorabilia? Hate that shit.
He did something similar where they
buy the Kiss coffin.
They made a comment about of like. Well, I just thought it would be good for business, and he goes, yes, always sell things. And
yeah,
in that Gene
that's
Simmons,
Gene Simmons.
I freaking hate him.
That man. There was a good thing that one of the guys who used to be on Howard Stern used to do like an impression of him.
Yeah.
Apparently, got him in a lot of trouble because Gene Simmons came on the show once and wanted to fight him.
Oh.
Yeah, because he wasn't getting royalties. For
no, because he kept. He's like, buy the Kiss coffin. Yeah, this is Gene Simmons.
Oh my god, that is hilarious.
Anyway, I watch a lot of food shows.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Yeah, but it's Guy.
And Dungeons and Dragons.
We love Guy.
It was more like I was trying to find something to be on, and I saw that it was coming up, so I just watched it.
No, that's fair.
All right.
But...
Well, that covers everything I got. You guys got anything?
Deadliest Catch, really? Man. Nope. I got
nothing exciting.
Nothing exciting.
I got crates.
Send us your Patreon money because we will send you a Crates t-shirt
can
in exchange.
I was going to say. She's got my face on it. On the crates.
On the crates.
I was putting crates.
Beery. Beery the crates.
Beery the crates.
Was it Jill that says that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should be dressed up like Jill and I should be Beery. If it ever comes down to us having a shirt, I would be like,
I just want you posing Vanna style. The crates.
Beery the crates.
Do a stack of crates.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, we're going to go.
Are we still here?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Something about stories, make it a decent one at least.
I have to pee.